Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cause you know it's just fine, fine, fine.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
So, Major Bakersfield, the door opens. And a person walks into the room, and he looks over and he goes, What the?
I sneak attack him.
Kill him.
I stealth kill him by putting one hand around his mouth and then just stabbing him in the throat.
Yeah, I'm just going, shh.
You buttercup him?
Yeah, buttercup him. Silent but deadly him.
Okay, so yeah, what do you do, Bakersfield?
Death by buttercup.
I'm trying to decide if I want to like check the door into him and like knock him off guard and then swing around and kill him, or if I should just stealth kill him.
Dude, stealth kill him. You just have to push Y.
I just push Y.
Okay.
I'm gonna try that because doing the door is gonna be too loud. I don't want to alert everyone. and I want to ruin his carpet.
That's a good plan.
Shut up, Donovan.
I was being serious.
I knew that. I was being sarcastic.
Bakersfield, what do you do?
Right. All right. While he stopped in shock, saying, "What the?"
You push Y.
I push Y. And I swiftly move up on him, and I grab his left wrist with my hand, and I reach my right hand up around with the knife very close up on his neck, and I say, "Don't move."
Okay.
And then I start guiding him out to the room he came from.
Okay. I like it. You are going to have to roll a fighting brawl for that, Major Bakersfield.
Come on, Bakey.
I'm going to give you a bonus die.
13.
Off guard.
All right. Well, I already rolled a 13 right. out of 69, but I'm going to do it again. 23 out of 69. I'll take the 13. 13 is an extreme, by the way.
Okay.
What'd you roll over there? keeper.
I think I rolled two wrong dice.
You rolled a 50-11?
Yeah, I rolled a
50-11.
Done. Okay.
You should roll a disadvantage.
Missing dice.
Are you missing dice?
Must be missing dice.
No. He's missing dice. Did it fall on the floor?
Okay. No. All right. Let me just roll these ones. Okay. I rolled a 60-11.
Oh, I love that joke.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So Bakersfield.
I stab him in the other shoulder real quick, though.
Okay, so Bakersfield, you press Y and go into that sweet finisher animation that you just described there. Finisher. As you wrap your arm around him, pin finish his other him. Arm back, and then put the blade to his throat. And what do you say as you do this?
I say, do everything I say exactly as I say it, or you're not going to get out of this alive.
Yeah, okay. Oh, okay.
What do you do, Bakers? What do you do, Bakes? Start leaving. All right. Out?
Yep. Go back out where you came from. Go back where you came
start.
From. All right, yeah. I start slowly walking back out to the room that he came from.
All right, so you start shoving him ahead of you, pushing him out the door with your arm pinning him and the blade wrapped around, or your arm wrapped around his neck, blade to his, or knife to his throat, as you step out into the foyer. And Goddard looks up and he says,
Devin, what is it now? Oh,
oh my.
Oh, oh my. My. Oh my.
I say, whatever spell you got my friends under, release them from it now or he's gonna die.
No, we're good, dude. We're playing. Oh, we're not. We're just pretending.
I can't see it because I only have one eye. And I've got it fixed on
I can't
Raymond.
Give him the look, Billy.
It's not Raymond. It's Erastus. Raymond is dead, so that was very offensive.
You're so mean.
Like, oh. Sorry. I'm my a little bit crazy. Son. I didn't sleep last night.
My you should just go stab yourself dead. Thousands
Jeez,
of times.
Jeez, Pete.
Well, I didn't call him anything. I just couldn't remember. I forgot already. Anyway, basically, I tell him to release my friends from their prison, or I'm going to kill him.
I can't. I'm not the one who cast the spell on them.
Who did?
Goodman Gray.
Where is he?
I wish I knew.
Why?
Because I'd be got in planned this mess here? Right now.
What mess? Oh, you mean the one we're in right now? Oh.
Yeah, the one that we're in right now. The one.
So the current one where I'm got your friend yet doing that.
You know. Well, you got the guy and you got the throat, you know, knife to his throat. That's this mess. Specifically.
Bakersfield.
Okay, yeah, I got.
Bakersfield.
What? Who said that?
It's me.
I only got one eye, and I've got it fixed on this guy in front of me.
It's Simeon.
Oh, are you?
We're faking it.
Oh, well, you don't need to fake it anymore.
Wait, you're faking it?
I already tried that, and he saw right through me. Unfake.
Hang on. You're faking it?
No, we're...
Since
don't
when?
Talk to me. Don't worry about it.
I'm standing Baker right still. Here. I can see you're you faking? Clearly talking to him.
No, Billy, he got us. Hurry, run. Get him, boys.
All right, I tell him.
I want you guys to make a spot hidden check.
Oh.
All right. Oh, I failed.
Ooh, I failed hard.
86 out of 51.
84 out of 41.
Oh, Billy doesn't fail.
Billy doesn't fail?
Billy rolls a 5.
Okay.
Ooh. Billy, what do you see?
So, Billy, what you see is...
Is what I see.
What you happen to see is Ezekiel Dawkins reaching in to his coat.
Kill him.
Possibly reaching for a firearm. As he pulls his trench coat out a little bit as he is reaching his right hand in.
Okay, so what I realized
who's all in the room?
What?
Sorry, I was just saying, who's all in the room with us right now? I forgot already.
It's the three of you, Devin Black, Erastus Goddard, and Ezekiel Dawkins.
Okay, where is everyone positioned?
So you're actually, like, right beside Billy and Dr. Simeon. As you came out the door, okay. They were both standing with their backs to the door, just off to your left a little bit. Goddard was straight across from you, standing closer to the front door that is across from you, and Ezekiel Dawkins was to the right, standing near the fireplace, holding the box.
Okay.
So now what you're going to do is... I see him start to move.
Yeah, go ahead, Billy.
Yeah.
And what I realized was I remembered them taking on weapons and stuff, but they didn't take my spells. So I realized that that's my only defense, since he's not within grabbing distance.
Mm-hmm.
So I do want to cast Command of the Wizard.
Okay. What do you say?
I say freeze.
Freeze.
Okay.
You say freeze. Kill yourself.
So Bakersfield, you are shocked, actually, and it looks like most everybody in the room is shocked. It's suddenly Billy McConnell breaks from his stupor and turns towards Ezekiel Dawkins as he yells at him. And it's not quite, you're not quite sure if he yelled or not, but whatever he said, there was a lot of force behind it, almost like something more than just his voice. So,
okay.
Billy McConnell, make a POW check. Also, spend your magic point and your sanity point.
That's right.
You're going to have to make...
Gained a magic point over the last while?
Yes.
How much do we gain? One an hour?
Yeah, like 1 an hour.
When was the last time that you cast anything? Was it when we were at the morgue? Or you were at the morgue?
It's been a while since we did it.
Or like when you cast it on Tallahassee?
Yeah, since the last time you cast something, I think you're pretty close to being full. It was last night.
Sweet.
Right?
That's when I did it.
You guys cast spells.
It was probably...
With Mary Beth?
Yeah, because I don't think I cast anything with Corbett and nothing at his house.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're probably full, is what I'm guessing. And you did actually get a good night's sleep, unlike Major Bakersfield. But they recharge regardless. All right, you're going to need to make an opposed POW check against...
Okay, come on.
Dawkins.
Come on, Billy. I rolled a 70.
Oof.
Regular success.
He failed.
Yes!
Yes!
Woo!
Yeah!
You're mine, okay. Bench!
So, what's a bench? As you say that, you see Dawkins reaching into his coat. He's kind of moving it back, holding the box with one hand, and then with his other hand, he's reaching into his jacket. As he's dressed, you know, somewhat out of style for Arkham, Massachusetts, wearing a long duster. Something that maybe fit a little bit better back in New Jerusalem. But as he reaches, suddenly almost this shock passes over his face as he just freezes and can't move at all. And you see his eyes, like, glance around as he's puzzled as to what exactly just happened to him. Okay. All right, what do you do?
Billy, hello? It's good to have you back. Go over and frisk him.
Yeah, I walk over to him. I walk towards him because I want to go take his gun and the box back.
Okay. Yeah, you do. Goddard is looking kind of puzzled. He doesn't really know what to do. He watches you walk over. He's looking back between you and Bakersfield.
And as I do that, I turn around and I look at Simmy and I say, Simmy, and I point at...
Goddard.
What do you want?
Simmy, do you understand my meaning?
Oh, you want me to command the wizard that him? Is that what you're trying to say? You can just tell him now. We're out of a trance.
Is that
what
you're trying
to
say?
It's obvious that the jig is up. So what do you want me to do?
Okay, let me be... Yeah. Yes.
Goddard, hold still for a second. I gotta do something.
Are you gonna command the wizard me? Is this what you're talking about?
Don't worry about it. Just hold still. All right, here I go. Command of the Wizard.
What's Command of the Wizard?
I'll show you.
No, I don't want to. I don't know. I don't think I want to see it. Okay, Dr. Simeon, if you're casting Command of the Wizard on Erastus Goddard, you're going to need to spend the sanity and magic points, and then you're going
okay,
to
I'm down to 36
make...
sanity. Sheesh.
Whoa.
And
Never mind, dang. Simi. Hold your 12. Tongue.
You guys are burning.
Too late. Rolling a pow. Here we go.
Okay.
Oh, 16, baby.
Oh, I rolled a 96.
Whoa. He fumbled.
Spoiler alert, he does not have a 96 pal.
No, I tell him. I say, Goddard, tell me your plans.
The whole plot thing.
The whole plot thing.
The whole can.
Tell me your plans.
You yes. have to.
You have wizarded to, Keeper. You. Sorry, dude.
You've been wizarded.
Were you not prepared, Alex?
You've been commanded.
I was not prepared to get commanded of wizard to tell plans.
Boosh.
Now I'm trying to biggity, 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 think boom. Of...
You've been out-keepered.
Trying to think of how... You did it. You beat me.
I retire.
I'm just trying to figure out how to answer it exactly. Because, I mean...
He tells you, not, like, his plans to go buy a camper.
It's not super specific.
Yeah. It is a pretty broad like, question.
Well,
command.
After this, I'm
gonna
going to go take a
to
bath.
Get a coffee.
He's like, well, I was planning on getting a shave and a haircut.
I want to get a new wife and born a new son since my other one got stabbed to death.
My son's dead.
Okay, so as you speak these words, Dr. Simeon, directed at Erastus Goddard, you see the force of the spell hit him, and they knock him back a little bit. And there's almost
give
like a
me.
Struggle, and a cold sweat breaks out on his brow as he's fighting it as hard as he can. But he looks to you, and he says, enough. "My plan was to extract information from you to learn who's behind what's going on, who murdered my son. I am going to kill whoever this is.
Oh.
Though the mayor wants to harness his power for the fight." And then starts taking a breath again. Billy, it's about right here that you are glancing, you're looking at him with that look that you're giving me right now of somewhat puzzled shock as you take the box from Dawkins and then also reach inside his coat and take a Colt single action army out of a holster on his belt as you reach around and find another knife that's also on the other side, but not any other firearms. As you take them both, well, what do you do with them?
So how long does the command last?
It only lasts a few seconds.
Oh, so he's like, and then he's like, oh.
Yeah. Basically, once you pull this stuff away and back away from him, then he kind of finishes the motion that he was in, reaches better, then
okay.
pulls out his empty hand from his duster.
All right, I back away from him. I hold the gun up to him. I tell him to stay put. Stay put, Dawkins. Stay there.
Oh, McConnell, you're full of all sorts of surprises, aren't you?
Indeed I am. Got it? What did you mean, your fight? What fight are you talking about?
I don't have to tell you anything else.
I'm gonna command a wizard of you then. You wanna do that again? Wanna do that again?
Got it. Are you guys fighting these entities? Because perhaps we're fighting the same fight here.
The fight is the fight. The never-ending, eternal fight.
The hell's that supposed to mean?
We take what we can to do what we can for as long as we can.
Against who?
Whom?
I think you know.
Oh,
Against Cthulhu?
He doesn't say that. He says, "You can't possibly comprehend."
I'd like to, but I need more information, and if we're on the same team, then we need to communicate that.
Hey, Billy, can I do a sidebar?
I think we can help each other out.
Can I do a sidebar with Billy real quick?
Oh, yes. Sidebar.
Hey, Billy, should we just...
Two Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, keep that knife on him.
Oh, I got him.
Should we just tell him who killed his son, because we know?
No.
Because he can help us.
They also said they want to harness the power, but we need to know what for.
Okay, Brick.
So, tell us, got it. What for? What's this fight that you guys are fighting?
You need to make a decision right now. What are you going to do with us? You don't have a lot of time.
That's true. All right, boys, let's tie him up.
Wait, no.
All right, spread them. We're gonna tie you up.
All right,
hold on, let me talk to Goddard. We think we have a lead on who killed your son.
We're gonna kill him first. You know why? Because he killed my wife. I'm gonna kill him, and then you can kill him after me. We'll both kill him.
I'll kill him first.
No, I will.
No,
wait,
I
hold
will.
On. Wait, so who's killing who first?
I'm going to kill him.
I'm going to kill him first.
I'm going to kill him first, and then he can kill him after. Okay, you kill his shadow, and I'll kill him.
Hold on, let me put the knife to Devin's neck. You guys can rock, paper, scissors this, because this is going to go all night.
All right, let's do this.
Best 2 out of 3.
Three-time world champ here.
So what say you, Goddard? You want to work with us or work against us? Okay, I think he's going to work against us.
It's not my decision, Doctor.
Why? It's not your decision?
It's not my decision.
Why?
Because I'm not the one in charge.
Well, you could be.
Do you want to get...
You're in charge of your own choices, aren't you?
You want to get revenge for your son?
He laughs at that, actually, Bakersfield.
Why are you laughing?
Are any of us really in charge of our own decisions, Major?
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, look at me. I'm pretty in charge right now.
Yeah, you look pretty rad. Take in charge.
You look barely alive.
You shut up, Billy. Ruining the suspense here.
Clock is ticking, gentlemen.
Hey, Simmy, go get our gear. Go grab our guns and everything over by the door. All right,
I got 2 revolvers in the shotgun. Where'd you guys put them?
They're in the box by the door.
In a cardboard box by the door.
Ezekiel, you go stand over by Goddard.
He puts his hands up and he walks, stands next
to
Goddard.
Billy, keep your gun on him.
I got it. Guns on him.
I frisk Devin real quick. Do I find any guns on him?
Just a wiener.
Yeah, you do.
All right, I pull it out.
Find a 38 on him.
I take it from my pants him, and then I push him over. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. All right, I take it, and...
And so you guys see also...
I push him over towards the other two, and I point the gun at him.
Okay. And also, I should have said this. While Goddard was saying those things, and you're asking him those questions, he kept glancing... He glanced at Dawkins, and he was glancing around at the different people in the room when he was responding to your questions. Okay, so you shove them over into the corner.
Yeah, and I shoot all 3 of them. Die, you MFers!
Like Indiana Jones style, one bullet.
I told you I'd kill him first. I shoot him.
All right, so Simmy's got our gear.
Yep, it's a little heavy, though.
I grab the extra rope that they had sitting in a chair right there, and I toss it to Devin and tell him to tie him up.
I don't think we have time to tie people up. I think we got to get out of here quick.
Yeah, they're going
to
follow us.
Then, no, they won't. Shoot their tires before we leave.
Let's just shoot them.
No.
You're good with that, right?
That's going too far.
No. They're bad guys. Come on.
but we don't know that. We don't know that anymore.
You see
Maybe
this?
We're fighting the same fight.
No, you see the scar on my shoulder? You see this blood dripping down my shoulder?
Maybe they go about things in a different way, less moral way. But we got to keep our bearings, Bakersfield.
Yeah, there's more where that came from, Major.
Okay, you can kill him.
Well, wait, hang on. We're square, buddy.
I shoot him.
Whoa! All
right, Billy, whatever, fine. We'll do it your way this time. But if I see any of you following us or get the slightest hint, you're dead. You got that? If I see you again, Devin, I'm putting you in the ground. I flip him off.
Don't worry, Major. You won't see me.
All right.
So as we start making our way towards the door...
Will you shut up, Devin?
I start handing out my card.
If any of you need therapy
if you guys need to talk to somebody about this, I understand how...
I did lose a son.
I watched it. I was there. Yeah.
It was a horrible death.
That somebody just took away my free will.
Yeah, that was me.
I'll call you.
Hey, I'm really good. All right, bye-bye.
All right, we jet out of there.
Hey, got it.
Hold on. I throw a brick through the window and go out.
you hit a dead horse with your brick.
And I pick up the brick and start beating the dead horse.
He throws a brick through the window and he says, "Nathan Dilt says hello."
Abe told us it was you.
Okay, Billy, what are you going to say?
No, I didn't. So as we're walking out, I say, "Got it. We know who took your son, and we're going to take care of him. So you can rest assured that he will not go unpunished."
Oh, shut up, Billy. Let's go.
McConnell, whatever solution you come to, make sure it's permanent.
Oh, he's going to be deader than dead.
I close the door.
You close the door behind you, and there are two vehicles out on the street, if I remember correctly. One from Dr. Simeon, with a net attached to the back of it. And Tallahassee Turner's car, which was driven here by Billy McConnell. So, who goes to what?
I go to Tallahassee's car.
Okay, Bakersfield, Simeon.
I get in that car, too. Jump back on my net. Let's go, Simeon.
Simeon, you drive.
You jump on the net
and
go.
Back here.
And go.
I ask Major Bakersfield, why is your net on my hood, on my trunk?
Don't worry about it. I pull the net off and I say, I think I prefer to ride in the other car this time. So I get in with Billy.
Do you guys exchange where you're heading?
Yeah.
I'm going to the asylum.
All right, boys, back to the sanitarium. We got to get back there.
All right, punch that shiz.
What?
One shot.
All right,
and keep an eye in your rearview mirror to see if we're followed.
And Dr. Simeon eats his ice cream cone super fast so that he can punch it. And then gets a terrible brain freeze. Another Hot Fuzz reference for you guys there. Classic. One of the all-time best comedies. Okay, so
there
you guys...
There was no other cars in the driveway?
Not in front. There's a driveway, but you don't see any cars. There's a garage. Okay, so you three speed off into the rain as you flee the Goddard Manor with what seems like more questions than answers. So the three of you pull back up to Arkham Sanitarium. It's been a few hours since you were here last. As you pull up, you see Tallahassee Turner and Dom Drunkard looking around, kind of sitting on the hood of the car, playing rock, paper, scissors.
I win. Hey, fellas.
Dom and Tallahassee, yeah, you see these guys finally pull up. You've been waiting here for what seems like forever. And still confused as to what the heck happened to Billy McConnell. Though, as he returns with your vehicle that he stole from you, Tallahassee.
Major Bakersfield, you look like crap.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
A little worse for wear there, buddy.
Fellas, that was some pretty serious stuff going on, and I explained everything, basically, that happened to where when Simi and I were in a stupor at the hospital, we got brain whammied by
what?
Goodman Gray. And that's why we, fellas, that's why we, anyway, I explain everything.
Yeah. So Billy explains everything, like he said. They got the brain whammy when they were sitting at the hospital. And that's why they took off and ran off with your ill-gotten gains.
So that was...
You do have the lockbox.
That was when they... Was Goodman Gray at the hospital? I didn't remember that. Did he come in after?
So...
Nobody
they
knows.
They went into shock after they lost their sanity check. Yeah. Which, this is... Billy explains this, that they saw what happened. And they tells you what happened to Raymond Goddard. That him and Simeon kind of went into shock and were just sitting on the bench, on the chairs out in the waiting room. Not really sure how long they were there before suddenly Goodman Gray walked up to them and hit them both with one of those suggestion command of the wizard type spells. So whether he was at the hospital the whole time or arrived while they were there, you aren't really sure. All they know is that suddenly he came walking up. And since they were in kind of a shock stupor, they weren't really aware of it until he was right there.
And then it didn't kick in until we
hit the moment
certain things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like...
And since they were completely in shock from it, they had no memory of the event.
Yeah.
All right, well then, so Billy, everything that happened when you were, you know, took our treasure and ran off... I caught this sweet spider dog thingy, took it home, and put it in a kennel.
What'd you name it?
That's a good question.
I remember the spider dog. I was there.
Yeah, but I caught it. You guys,
Is it Spido?
It, tied it up. I call it Spido.
After Simi grabbed all the gear from our box by the door, I specifically got my stuff from him, the radio. Put it back in my pocket.
Yeah, the radio.
Got my guns, all the goods.
Okay, so, all right, you have the box.
What's in the box? Should we open it? Let's open the box.
It's a deadlight!
Let's make sure we open the box, and we'll draw a symbol on Simi's head first.
Not my head.
All right, fine.
Don't we already know what's in the box?
Bakersfield's head.
Thank you.
He told you some of it. He told you that there's a book inside.
Does the box have a lock on it?
It has a small lock on it.
I pick the lock.
Okay. You roll your locksmith.
Heck yeah.
Here we go. It's pawn and prawns all over again.
If you need a brick.
I throw a brick through the box.
Courtesy of... What's the other guy's name?
And I say, Dennis Thompson says hello.
Abe told us.
All right, here we go. I'm rolling locksmith, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, also, make sure everybody's checked everything that they've succeeded
Son of a
on. Don't forget that.
Oh, okay.
I failed. I want to push the roll.
You guys get it to Corbett, and he's like, I can't open this box. There's no way to open it anymore.
Oh, does he have a key?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You destroyed it.
Well, we could still... What's the box made of?
Wood.
Yeah,
What kind of wood is the box made of?
If it's made out of alexandrite, it'll break in 2 seconds. It's made out of alexandrite.
All right,
rich mahogany. It's just like a small... It's a small lockbox. It's not like an old box.
Break the lock off of it?
Yeah.
Probably. It's not super secure. It's something right. that
then like, I'm you could probably push break
open fairly easily.
No, just use your...
No, I'm going to push the row.
Knife or something.
I want to pick the lock.
I don't let you.
Why not? If I fail and I break the lock, then we just break the lock off.
I distract Billy with my body.
I think we should just take it in and give it to Corbett.
Yeah, we're just gonna give it to the psychopath and not look what's in it first. And make sure there's not a gun there. What if there's a gun in the box? He pulls out the gun, he shoots all of us with it. And we think, we probably should have checked the box before we brought it to
him. We already know it's Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
It's not big enough to fit Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
She's got a pretty big head.
That's part of her head.
Look at the size of that noggin.
Corbett, did they disarm?
Is it big enough to set
yes.
Is it big enough?
Did they check our pockets? Would they, take the box?
Maybe.
I might be able to have a favor to pull with the guy.
Yeah, they might not necessarily let you walk in with a mystery box. All right, Dom, are you pushing the roll?
I think I should push the roll, but McConnell's being a baby.
Well, I had the box, so I don't want you to break the lock before we can accomplish our mission. I don't know why Corbett would pull out a gun and shoot us all. We'll stand right next to him and we can jump on him, okay?
So
we'll just make him slowly open the box.
I was going to say, I do think we need to know what's in the box, guys. I don't think we could just take
a
mystery box into Corbett.
Well, didn't someone just say there's a book in there?
He said that there would be a book.
Okay, do we want to give that book, which is probably full of spells, to Mr. Corbett?
I'm pretty sure the final volume in the Tallahassee Turner novel set is Tallahassee Turner and Corbett's mystery box.
It's a Tallahassee book?
Yes.
So, Alex...
It's the one where Tallahassee dies because he handed Corbett a mystery box.
Sorry, in my notes I have, when we went down into Corbett's basement, we pulled up the loose brick, and then I just have a book, and then it says that there was a book. Were we going to find the book, or did we actually find a book and a box? I thought we found both.
You found the box. He told you that there was a box that had the book in it.
Okay. All right, that's what I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I do think we need to find out what's in the box, and let's only take Corbett what he needs. But also, last time we were here, that guard that I talked to, right, I sweet-talked him into potentially letting me go to see Thomas Shuzevitz, and maybe we can use that favor to get this box into Corbett instead. So let's break open the box.
Let's do it. I'm going to push the row.
Let's find out what's inside.
All right, open it up.
All right, I'm going to push the row. Okay. Here I go. I'm pushing the row.
All right.
Okay, do it.
Come on, baby.
When he fails, I smash the box
over his head.
I failed. I'm going to spend one luck to succeed. I rolled a 51 out of 50. I'm going to spend one luck and succeed.
Okay. But you don't get to check boxes for skills you pass by spending luck.
Yeah. Stupid thing.
Yeah, you wiener.
You don't get to use the locksmith very often, so I was hoping I'd get to check the box.
I knew exactly what you were doing.
We got you. We realized.
All right, I open the box.
I grab what's in the box.
No, well, okay. I'm holding the box.
I take what's in the box.
I'm
going to
see what's in the box first.
Yep.
Tallahassee grabs out the contents of the box.
No. I restrain him so that I can see what's in the box first. Opposed rules.
Okay, so, Domdrin card, as you luckily manage to pick the lock, as you feel like for a second it gets jammed, and then you push your pick in just a little bit farther and, you know, give it a little jimmy on the tension tool, and it comes loose again, and then the lock twists, and the lock box
opens up. That's what I'm talking about. It's what happens when you're the guy with the biggest pick.
I step back about 20 feet in case there's, like, a booty trap in there.
Everybody stand back.
You got, hey, Pete, or, Drunkard, you got big pick energy.
All right, I open
Dom
the box.
Stops. Dom borrows Tallahassee's camera real quick so he can send you guys a pick.
I was going to do that same stupid joke.
Oh, sorry, everybody step back. If there's anything dangerous in here.
No, it's good.
If there's anything dangerous in here, then you guys want to be far away. So everybody take a couple steps back. I'll open it. Yeah, and
it explodes.
It explodes, then it'll only kill me.
Dom, don't touch it. It's evil.
Okay, so there's a small rock inside that is smoking. And it appears to be perfectly normal and fine and not at all evil. And like it will cause you to explode.
I touch it because it's evil.
Yeah, you explode.
Am I in my bathrobe?
Of course, always. Time bandits. Yeah.
How many time bandits references have we made over the course of this show?
Well, just one, but many times.
Yeah, we've made the same time bandits joke like 8 times.
Same time. I don't remember any.
Like,
of the
I hate to break it to you guys, fans. We're rolling in on like our last episodes because we were running out of jokes. Okay.
All right. What's in the box?
Okay, so I open the box and it's full of bees.
Yeah, you open the box and it's full of bees.
And I go, not the bees!
And they get in your eyes and in your mouth. Okay. Domdrin card, as you manage to get this lock open and the box pops open, the contents inside are, in fact, one old, thin, leather-bound volume with a title that appears to be in Latin.
Holy crap.
Necronomicon.
Does it say Necronomicon?
Oh, yes.
Is it the
I know what it's called.
Nex Mortis.
The Donanomicon.
It's made out of human skin and it looks like a melty face.
Is it called the Donanomicon?
Yeah.
Necronomicon.
Is it the forbidden
The Donanomicon Necronomicon event.
Hate my name.
Necronomicon event. It's so good.
Yeah.
Get a better joke, okay? If that's one we can stop repeating, it's that one.
Okay, so there is a book.
A book.
There is also two small vials.
I take them. I drink them.
They're mine.
Containing a purplish liquid.
Oh, soy sauce. I drink it.
I take the soy sauce.
Simmy grabs them both and drinks them immediately.
No, he's several steps away.
And then is immediately punctured with invisible wounds.
Wait a minute. Okay. Me and Dom are the only ones that haven't been there yet. Give them to us.
Cheers.
I haven't been there.
Yeah,
Billy.
You,
Billy hasn't
You haven't?
Been.
All right, Billy, you take half of this one.
Yeah, give me some.
You guys see them scream and holes explode in out of their bodies.
All right, so is it
the
just
explosion
the
got in?
Ripped apart by invisible spiders. Their bowels release.
Like Chef.
Okay.
Well, bowels release like Chef from South Park.
Yeah. Also, inside the box is a velvet bag with a velvet drawstring bag with a symbol that is stitched into it. That Domdrin card you recognize.
Oh dang! Is it the Devereaux symbol?
Wait, is it a velvet or is it a velvet taint?
It's a pull
string bag.
Velveteen.
So, at Dom, which you recognize and now know the name as the symbol of the Order of the Scorpius.
Son of a batch, Bisted.
Hey, those are the guys that killed your family, right?
Yes,
and
they are.
And also in the box.
More.
This is a big box.
Down in the down in the bottom. Well, these aren't. None of these are very large objects.
It's a big box.
It's a big box, Alex.
The bag is only about maybe like
a dice bag.
As you pick it up and you look at it, it's
got dice.
There appears to be an object in it, but nothing that's bigger than like the palm of your hand. And down in the bottom, there is a stack of money.
Dibs.
All right, I take the money.
A fairly substantial stack of money. Which whoever decides, and when you eventually pull it out and count it,
they're all ones.
Is about $20,000.
Oh, cool! I take it.
There's 20,000 ones in this box.
I take the 20,000 ones.
There's
$20,001
bills.
Holy crap! Is this Cardi B's?
You guys ready to party?
Cardi B's box.
Now you guys know what Corbett's been doing on the side.
We're gonna have a Cardi party.
Yeah.
A Corbett B.
What was the name of the letter book?
It's in Latin.
The Dominonicon.
It's gotcha. The Necronomicon of Dominomononicon.
And it has a duck on it.
Do any of you guys read Latin?
Of course I do.
I speak Portuguese. Oh, on my game. I speak Latin. Ooh, yeah!
No.
You do?
Donovan does speak Latin because he's a freaking psychologist.
As a psychologist, I speak Latin.
You don't speak Sanskrit. You just made that up right now.
It's right here. 31 Sanskrit.
Liar!
Yeah, Dr. Simi reads some Sanskrit, yeah.
All right, fair enough. Wait, I want to know what's in the bag.
Okay.
The Scorpius bag.
Dr. Simeon, the title of the book is Confessions of the Mad Monk Clithanus.
Ew, don't read that.
I hadn't said that name out loud until just now.
You open it up and it's just a bunch of drawings of Cliff's anus.
It's a lie.
Corbett's like You guys can buy this book on our website.
Well, I have missed you, Cliff. I have missed you.
We're sorry, Batty.
I did not hear it until I spoke the words.
It's anus. You would say anus like in Latin.
It's like when you find the cursed book in the basement of the cabin and you read it out loud before you realize what you're doing. That's what just happened to me. Clithanus.
Clithanus. Just read from the Necronomicon of him.
Clithanus.
Yeah.
If you want, you can change his name. We won't tell anybody.
Yeah, it's Confessions of the Mad Monk Clithanus.
All right. So, Sidney, you take the book.
Clithanus.
Of the Mad Monk Clithanus. There you go, guys.
It's a new Sylvester Stallone movie.
Confessions of the Mad Monk Clithanus?
Yeah. Clithanus. That's how it's spelled. Friggin'.
He was a kinky monk.
He's a freak.
With curly hair.
This is Cardi B's book.
Yeah. Okay, and Dom Junkard, what is inside the small velvet drawstring pouch is a small round black mirror with a tarnished silver frame.
You can stick your finger through it and it goes to Ebengard.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that looks like Ebenstones.
I look in the mirror.
It doesn't really reflect anything back.
Weird. I put it back in the bag, and I put the bag in my pocket.
Is there
what was the symbol on the front?
You don't know what it is.
Oh.
Unless Dom has spoken to anybody about it.
I don't think I have. You guys don't need
to. You can write it down, since I doubt Pete is, and then we won't forget, since the rest of us forget to take notes.
I'll take notes.
Symbol of the Order of the Scorpius.
I remember. It's the Order of the Scorpius.
Which, all you guys should remember, he was told this by Percival Winthrop.
The symbol of Cliff's anus.
The night while you all were asleep.
Late
and we had
night
that
conversation.
Heart-to-heart.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, you guys now have the contents of.
Alright, should we just put everything back in the box except for the money?
A small black mirror with a
buttload of money.
At least there wasn't any a gun.
It's like palm size, like a little, compact.
I look for Dumbledore in the mirror.
Dumbledore.
You're holding the house cup.
You see a pair of double doors.
Dumbledore. I look for Dumbledore's brother or Sirius Black in the mirror.
Are you staring at the man in the mirror?
I'm staring at the man in the mirror. Ooh, I'm asking him to change his ways.
Yeah. Okay, okay, okay. 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 Let's move, Sean. No, stop, stop. Jeez Louise.
Oh, man, Pete loves Mikey J.
Really got into that one. Man. That was a good song by Michael Jordan.
I'm gonna quit. I will walk away right now. I hate so much about the way you choose to be. I mean, it's probably going to cut out because it's probably going to be a part that's going to get cut out. Somebody's going to know the joke. So at the very beginning of the recording, everybody who's listening at home, I tried to reference Goonies when he says Michael Jackson came over to my house to use the bathroom. But instead, I screwed up and said Michael Jordan, like an idiot. And stopped mocking me for the last 2.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait. Well, if Trisha was singing the song, it'd be Mustache in the Mirror.
Yes, it would. You know, Mustache could have been any color.
Okay, okay. Let's focus, gang.
Alex all is right, a new so
we love you, Trisha. You never listen to this, okay. But we love you.
You have now opened the box and discovered the contents. What are you doing now?
I want to ask everybody, I want to ask, hey, does anybody know what this symbol is on the bag, and can anyone read this book?
Yes.
The book is Tallahassee Turner and His Murder by the Hands of Bernard Corbett.
I autograph it.
Tallahassee Turner and the Tales of Cliff's Anus.
Okay. So, Simmy, you're the one who knows the name of the book, because you can read it. So if you want to impart that information, that is up to you to choose. Dom, you are the one who knows the symbol. So again, that's up to you.
I'll tell you if you tell me.
I'll tell you. Wait,
you don't know that he knows.
I think because he just asked the question, Tallahassee did. And Pete, or Dom said, yeah, I know.
No, I didn't. I didn't say anything.
Dang it. All right. I know
something. Is there any secret compartments?
No. It's a pretty standard lockbox. You dig through it, you search, but yeah, it's
obvious. I did pocket the money. The money is mine.
On the inside.
Nobody saw me take the money.
Dimensions on the outside.
You can't just take 20,000 ones without anybody noticing.
I just did.
He shoved them in his pants.
I know what the book says. Do you want to know what it says?
Yeah, I think...
I don't think you want to know what it says.
What's it say?
Don't make me say this.
What's it say, Don?
I don't want to say it.
What's it called? What's the book called?
Come on, Simmy.
Alex, tell me what the first part is again. I know the last part really
confessions.
Well.
Confessions of the Mad Monk.
Confessions of the Mad Monk. Cliff's Anus.
Now I'm all for sanity.
You hear it, and now you're Tallahassee, you hear him say that, now you're really questioning whether or not Dr. Simeon can speak Latin.
I don't think you can read Latin.
Dude, I wish I didn't at this point.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking, fellas. I think we need to know as much as we can about this book before
do
we
ya?
Take it in. I do. As a psychologist, I think you would want to know this as well.
I've given up as a psychologist.
I assume the rest of the book is written in Latin, if the title is?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm really good at deducing things, guys. Come
That's
to me.
Where I was going this whole time.
You're
but thank you for
Wait,
staying.
Wait, what did you just say? I wasn't paying attention.
So what Tallahassee was thinking, what I was thinking, was that the book was written in Latin because the title is, in fact, in Latin.
Well, you guys are in luck because I speak Latin.
Yeah, but we don't have time
read it?
To go read the entire book
yeah,
before
guys,
we get stabbed
we gotta go
to death
kill...
by spiders and sent to Soyland by...
Yeah.
So let's hide everything else in the car. I don't think we need to give all that other
just
stuff
hide in
to
our
Corbett.
Pockets.
They're
gonna
my pockets.
Make us give it up when
no,
we go inside.
Billy, what do you think?
Let's see. Oh yeah, there was 2 vials of
soy sauce.
Of soy sauce in there, huh? Yeah, I think we should do a quick just turn through the book, make sure it seems like it is what he said it is. And then, yeah, leave everything else in the car. Because he didn't say he needed anything other than the book.
Thanks, Billy. I give him a high five.
Yeah. Woo! I'm glad you guys have learned who the authority in this group is.
Oh my gosh. Billy, you're the youngest one here. You're not even old enough to grow pubes yet.
Alex is wondering what he's doing with his life
okay,
right now.
Yeah, throw that crap in the trunk and let's go.
All right,
put
we throw
the
crap
in the
trunk
and let's go inside.
Except for the mirror and the cash.
Oh yeah, Simmy was gonna.
They're in my pockets.
Let's wrap things up. Let's do this.
Yeah, Simmy, what's
look through it while we're walking in.
What's in the book?
I figured we'd take a quick glance through the book.
Yeah, let me take a look at least the table of contents.
What's it say?
Is there any cliff notes for Cliff Anus?
Yeah, there's just a bunch of pictures of this there's just a bunch of drawing sketches of this monk pulling up his robe
this
and showing off his just
this
incredible
was,
dump truck.
This was Corbett's inspiration for the butthole monster. Yeah.
He wanted to bring back.
His monster's name was really Cliff.
Mystery solved. We caught you, Corbett. You're just trying to bring your monster, your butthole monster back.
Single tear runs down his face. Okay, so the study time as given for the book Confessions of the Mad Monk Cliff's Anus is 29 weeks.
Oh. Holy.
All right, guys, I'll see you
in
29
weeks. Yeah, but
if you go
to Soyland, it goes way faster.
Yeah, can I read it in Soyland? We do have a vial.
Drink one of them vials.
Dump it on the book and drink the other one.
Read the book.
The book will go with you. All right, sounds like we're just going in. Woo, 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 woo.
Sharp AF.
So, okay, so yes, from looking at the book, and Simeon, since you are the one who can read Latin, and just flipping through the book and looking at it, there are numerous spell forms and diagrams and pictures and sketches throughout this thing. It's packed with some very dense Latin text. So
have we seen any of this before, and like when we were doing our spell studies or anything like that?
I mean, a lot of the forms and the diagrams and the sketches, they have a familiar style and look to them.
So if I roll like an extreme success, can we cut the 29 weeks down to like 29 seconds?
28.
As you just like plug it into the back of your head and read it Matrix style, just download.
Oh yeah, Keanu Reeves me.
You could, if you rolled like a very extreme success, yes, you could cut that down to something a lot shorter.
But
even
not like
still,
the
trying
time
to
we need.
Trying to locate exactly what you're looking for in this book in a reasonable amount of time is not very realistic.
Can I roll a luck? Can I roll a... If I get an extreme success in my Latin, and I roll a luck and extreme success in my luck, can I do it?
In being able to...
I'd have to do a double roll, but able to find like what we're exactly looking for. Because I know we know we're looking for something that is related to whatever Romanowski is doing.
Right. All right, I will allow it. What are you looking for specifically?
What are we looking for, guys?
Cliff's anus.
I just want to make sure that there's...
Oh, it's all over in this book.
Oh, yeah. I already found that.
Mostly, I wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything for him to be able to, like, cast and escape.
Well, that's what I'm... Well, the thing is, I want to look for what...
Like warp. Look for warp.
I don't want to look for warp. I want to look for how
that's
do
what
I...
He wanted the mirror
how for. Do I travel through radio, kill people things, you know?
Yeah, where's the radio kill
spell?
Well,
he's going to
help radio man spell.
Bind him. He's going to help us bind Tomaszewicz's spirit to his body, and then we can kill him.
Oh, yeah. So
if you remember from
I'm looking
your
for a binding spell then, right?
Well, we're assuming that's in there already, because that's why Corbett wanted the book. I just want to make sure there's nothing in there, nothing else in there, that will help Corbett escape.
Is that more pressing than finding the bindings? Because if we do that, we don't need Corbett.
We do, because he still has to create the medallion. Oh, that's why we brought all this supplies.
We gotta infiltrate the dealer.
We're the supplier. We already infiltrated.
Yeah. All right. So I guess
you already infiltrated the dealer.
I don't know if that's. Is that worth it though? I mean, it's not likely I'm gonna get it. So I guess.
Well, I was just thinking, skim through and just, you know, so we have some idea of what we're handing over to him. That's all.
All right. Okay. Let's give it a shot.
He's like, I think it's pretty safe to hand it over. It's just a bunch of pictures of some dude's butthole.
So, yeah. So Donovan, I will allow that roll, but you need to know what you're specifically looking for.
Okay, that's warp. A thing.
Translocation or, you know, something.
Or, like we already that. Know he can do
binding.
The wizard. A warp spell. Medio.
Medio.
If there's Medio.
Is there Medio in there?
Only one way to find out.
Well, what I think you were actually onto something good. I didn't think through that. If we find the spell that he is needing, then we can probably tear those pages out and only take those pages to him. Keep the rest of the book out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
The medallion.
That is a
thing.
Okay, let's do that. I'll just search for the medallion spell then. All right. Okay.
So what you're looking is like some kind of sealing spell.
Yeah.
Along with like a diagram. Some sort of, spell diagram that's going to, obviously, that's what he's putting on this medallion.
Okay. That's what I'm looking for.
Cliff anus.
Okay.
All right.
So
I get a bonus die, right?
It's so good that you pronounced it that way, too, without even, like, thinking about it.
Cliff's anus. All right.
Okay. Go ahead and make
It's a long shot, but...
What were we saying? A Latin roll?
Okay. All right, I got.
I want you to. You don't have. I'm gonna give you just a regular Latin roll. How about?
Okay.
Do it with your eyes closed,
since your Latin isn't very good.
Okay. Let's. All right. Eyes closed. Here we go.
One.
One.
66. Okay, so that's not gonna happen, guys.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Let's go. Well, that was a big waste of time.
Yeah, it was a nice waste of time.
All right, do you still want to try a luck roll to skim the book?
Sure. I got 23 luck. Here we go.
All right.
I got a 40. Screw this game.
All right.
Just going to have to trust him.
So you guys talk around this for a minute, and Simeon's like, okay, here we go.
Nice.
All like Maverick style.
And I sneeze on the page that I've... I found.
I never
reaching
realized.
Over, drawing your card, not even looking at it, and then he's kind of like picking through the pages with his thumbs without actually opening the book, and then finally lands on one, opens it, and it's just Cliff's anus.
It's just the old monk's anus.
Roll for sanity. Like,
it's Monkey Cliff's.
All right, fellas,
like, oh,
let's head in.
Ugh.
Let's go in.
Alex looked through Grand Grimoire, and he's like, what is the most ridiculous book name that I can find? Yeah.
Sounds like Alex.
What's the most butt-sounding book I can find?
It's not even just the butt-sounding name. It's Confessions of the Mad Monk.
It just makes it even
who
better
came
that,
up with that name, dude.
That he had a butthole monster.
I'm just imagining Alex in his office with a monocle on and a pipe just thinking about it.
The what book we find like in the butthole monster's butthole. Room has to do with anus.
I know. And I'm just like...
Confessions of the Mad Monk, Cliff's
that's
anus.
It. That's it
monk,
right there.
Dude, yeah.
Monk in the streets, cultist in the sheets.
Oh, man. Snap. Yeah, I really blew it on that one. That was not intentional. Ah. There's some weird Freudian stuff going on there with me, apparently.
I see you found my anus book.
Right next to my butthole monster. All right. What are you guys doing?
We're going to see Corbett.
We're taking
go see him.
Monk's nudes into Corbett.
We're putting all the other stuff in the
what
car.
What are you doing with all of the other stuff?
We're taking the cliff picks into Corbett. We're putting the other stuff in the car, taking the book into Corbin.
Yeah, except the money and the mirror are in my pockets.
You're going to get searched. All of the pockets of Drunkard are going to be searched by the guards.
Fine, I'll leave them in the car.
Yeah.
But I'm hiding the money. I take them. No one will find it but me.
You can't stuff 20,000
You don't know the money's
ones in your butt.
Also, I wanted to... I have bucks. To add, because this has Cliff to be canon.
Okay.
That the page that Simeon opened up to, and he flipped the book open, was a centerfold that flopped out a few times.
Stop!
Yeah. As he opens it, it just, like, unfolds.
It's like, oh my.
Turns the book sideways. Holds it up.
Okay. I thought you guys were going to laugh harder at that, but that's fine. We can keep going.
It was a good joke.
It was a good joke.
It was a good joke.
All right, we go in. We put the stuff in the car and we go in.
Howdy, y'all. It's Tallahassee Turner. Thanks so much for allowing us to serenade you with the wonderful melody of Arkham Horror. We'd be much obliged if you'd sign up on patreon.com/ The Arkham Files, where we've published over 30 bonus Rootin' Tootin' episodes. These include better than a Tallahassee dime novel scenarios like A Helping Hand, Under a Winter's Snow, The Disintegrator, Operation Thunderdome, and a soon-to-be-released original scenario called Hotel Del Mar, written by my puppet master. You'll also find our show called As a Psychologist, where we recap the scenarios we play and tell the Keeper how lame we thought it was. You'll have secret agent access to original music, the handouts we use in the games, discount coupons for our merch store at ArkhamRPG.com, and the ability to use all that as kindling for your campfire. It's like having your own buried treasure chest with no booty traps around. Thanks so much for all your support. Stay whipping, be adventurous, and keep your wits about.
Yeehaw!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.